It has been a catastrophic season for California wildfires, and as of August 24, 2018, a total of 5,637 fires had burned an area of more than 1 million acres, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. In fact, the active Mendocino Complex fire has burned more than 424,000 acres, becoming the largest complex fire in the state's history. Now, a complex fire is when two or more individual incidents are located in the same general area. However, many are asking why the fires are so destructive, and many believe it's due to environmental groups mandating that there should not be any seasonal control fires or even thinning out the forest. In fact, some groups don't even want roads built to get to the fires. Paul Winger is an almond and walnut farmer in Stanislaus County and the former president of the California Farm Bureau Federation. Paul, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thanks for being here, Patrick. Always good visiting with you about ag issues.
Paul, it's definitely frustrating to think about environmentalists being a big reason why these fires are so destructive.
Well, we have a lot of people that can't do good clearing because maybe you have yellow-legged frog habitat. And even though the yellow-legged frog isn't there, they say it's the area where there was historical habitat, so you can't touch it. Or you have, you know, the spotted owl or something else. So they won't allow people to go in and do clearing. So tell me where the owls and the frogs are now. You know, they're toast. And we have shown time and time again, good management of our wildlands and our forests will protect them in perpetuity. But it was interesting when Zinke is up in Redding and Sonny Perdue is up there touring around. And last night on the Sacramento station, they talked to an environmentalist and he said, oh yeah, they want to do forest management. He said, that's code word for taking out every tree in California. Give me a break.
Well, Paul, this seems to be the way the environmentalist community thinks.
They can't talk about measured approaches. And so they talk from fear-mongering. When we talk about forest management, then we're talking about taking out, clear-cutting everything. No. If you go and you took a look at privately managed lands today that have been burned 10 years ago, they have standing timber. Yeah. When you look at national or state forests that haven't been able to go in and clear out that underbrush, they're still sitting there. They're just overgrown. They're not going to have a forest there for another 100, 200 years. Some environmentalists say, well, that's natural. No, it's not natural. It's just like fish and wildlife. Today, we have the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. It used to be a California Department of Fish and Game. The California Department of Fish and Game was run and staffed by people who were hunters and fishermen. What did they want to do? They wanted to maintain the resource. Today, we have people in there that are hands-off. You can't touch an animal. You shouldn't catch a fish. You shouldn't go hunting or anything else. That is going to be the demise of the species because we're not going to manage correctly. We're not going to make the investments to protect the species. And so as we're seeing now, a lot of species are dwindling. Put it back in the hands of the people that want to see that species protected because it's a resource that they can hunt and fish, and they will make sure it'll be there 100 years from now, but these other naysayers won't.
Of course, Paul, that's proven itself out many times. And so today, with all those devastating wildfires, they're all screaming climate change, global warming.
Well, we know climate change has been with us ever since, or even before man was on this earth, the climate was changing. Are we in a warming mode right now? Yeah, we could be in a warming mode. So let's adapt to that. Let's make sure that we protect against these fires by thinning our forests and by clearing roads so that people can get in and fight the fires and have natural breaks to break that heat up. Let's make sure that we build more reservoirs so when we get these very heavy rain and snowfall events, and maybe they're interspersed with greater years in between, that we store that water, not only for people and not only for groundwater recharge, but for the environment too. But rather than let it go out to the ocean, we better adapt. But for these environmentalists to say, you know, man is changing the environment, but on the flip side, man shouldn't adapt to these changes, there's nothing more than stupid about that. That is illogical, and it's insane.
Well, Paul, thanks for your comments and being on the California Ag Today podcast.
You bet. Thanks for being here, Patrick. We always talk pessimistically, but we live optimistically, so tomorrow will be a better day.